Caller, please read number 57.
Amend sidewalk repair program to update the appeals and hearing process.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Madam President. This code change seeks to move the hearings for sidewalk assessment appeals from City Council to the City Hearings Office. These changes are being made per City Council request, and this was particularly important to Commissioner Fish. We also received a letter in support from the Auditor's Office, which is always a good thing. The City Hearings Office is simply better equipped to deal with these requests and will ensure continuity with other bureau practices to handle similar processes. Processes. PBOT staff Matt Grum and Alex Bajarano are here to answer any questions that council may have.
Commissioner Fritz, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It almost pulled my hair out. I thought at the hearing that we had here at City Council, and Commissioner Fish said it best when he said, why are we hearing this, right? Thank you so much for making this correction. This is certainly the right thing to do. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify on this issue?
Sorry, 57. I had it as well. Sorry. We have two people signed up, Diana Gutman and Charles Bertrain Johnson.
Please join us at the front. Hi. Introduce yourself once again, and you have 3 minutes.
Hello, my name is Diana. Good morning, Madam President and Commissioners. I think that this is an important agenda item for the sidewalk repair program. I do a lot of walking. My husband and I, we go on a lot of walks in the city. And even by where we live in the Northeast area, a lot of the sidewalks are not safe. They're cracked. They are raised from tree roots that are breaking through the cement. And with all the additional construction, some of the sidewalks are closed, which leaves the broken sidewalks for pedestrians to walk on. And this is something that is a risk factor, because a lot of people should have the opportunity to explore the city, whether it's, you know, by transit or even being a pedestrian and doing this on foot. And I mean, earlier we heard in previous presentations how the parks and is what's most desirable about Portland City, and to be able to go out and explore is part of being a Portlander. And so I think that this is really crucial, so the people who reside here have the opportunity to maneuver the city safely and enjoy what the city has to offer. So I'm in favor of this.
Thank you, Diana. I want to I think we did a very short version of what this agenda item is. This agenda item is really about the appeal process, right? So if you have a broken sidewalk outside your home, there's an expectation that you fix it. And if you don't fix it, then the city is obligated to come out and repair it, right? And then they send you a bill, right? And then if you don't like the bill that you got, you appeal that process. This will fix a error in how we do that process. When I first got here, there was an appeal around a sidewalk that somebody, the city had repaired, and the gentleman was challenging the bill itself. But the city council was the one that had to make that decision. We don't think we're the appropriate people to make that decision. We think that we have processes in place that are better and have more expertise around that issue, right? So we are voting today to take the city council out of that appeal process and make sure that there's a hearings officer that makes that decision versus us. Make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Thank you, Madam President. After you taking the time to explain this to me, I am in full support of this, because I do think that there should be more direct procedures. And the purpose of the council is to be able to hear and set policies, but when it comes to taking actual legal manners,
yes,
that's what the attorneys are for.
Yes, that's what we thought too. Thank you so much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good morning, Charles.
Madam President. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, I'm very glad that somebody else got to say that before I did, to say Madam President when either two of you are passing around for your 6 month terms, although I certainly wish you could get 4 year presidency terms, unlike that certain person in DC. I want to thank Chan Wong and Lee Munson for their work on this. I do wish that when things like this came before the council, the people doing the preparation were encouraged to give little dashboard nuggets. It would be nice to know how many people feel, rightly or wrongly, depending on how the situation worked out, that they were, that the sky is falling, the world is ending because they had to pay some money to fix the sidewalk in front of their house. And I think that makes the transparency sheet a little sketchy when we say that there's no budgetary impact. We know that Sean Wong and Lee Munson had to use part of their time to fill out these forms, and we should know about how many potential cases might have gone to the hearings officer last year. So I just want to encourage all the city bureaus that have to put up with me when they're watching the screens in their offices to think about asking the commissioners, including little dashboard nuggets, to say, last year there were only 3 sidewalk appeals in the whole frickin' city of Portland, or there were a lot, and so we know what the burden for the hearings officer is. The hearings officer needs to know what their caseload is going to be. So I look forward to you finding, oh, there's a person on the phone. There's 3 of you. There is a quorum. So thank you, and Peabot, and the 3 eyes coming up.
Commissioner Fritz has been here from the beginning. Charles, it's you who was late. Anybody else signed up, Carla?
Those were the only 2 who signed up.
Excellent. This is a first reading, and so it will be moved to a second reading. Please read item...